We'll conclude with a powerful work by Joan Tower entitled Sequoia. Tower, one of America's leading living composers, thinks of herself as a choreographer of sound, dealing with the action and reaction of a line. Sequoia was her first orchestral commission for the American Composers Orchestra in 1981. She took the opportunity to explore on a large scale issues that fascinated her in the music of Beethoven, matters of balance and contrast. She chose a potent image for extra musical inspiration, the immense sequoia tree. She says, "The achievement of such great heights by the giant, majestic sequoia seems to me an incredible feat of balance. Yet, in spite of its power and grandeur, its leaves are so tiny, no larger than a thumbnail. In fact, the overall shape and contours of the tree are really very simple." Tower likens the architecture of her piece to the structure of a tree. Like a tree trunk, the harmonies and registers grow and spread from one source, the main pedal point G that opens the piece. This balancing, like the branching of a tree, continues to develop into more complex settings. As the branches start to grow sub-branches, the balancing principle permeates every facet of sequoia, most importantly in the areas of rhythm, tempo, dynamics, pacing, texture, and instrumental color. Let's hear it now in a performance by the St. Louis Symphony conducted by Leonard Slatkin.